This is CliffCentral.com.
Hi, I'm Tabiso Mahlatsi, and you're listening to Delighted with Rami and Romeo on Cliff Central.
Your word, my only hope, I will confess with my lips. Easter's and mountains fall, your word will remain. Your word, we believe. At the word, we master the situation. Speak today, our hearts are open to receive your word. Your word, we believe. At thy word, we master situations. Speak today, our hearts are open to receive your word.
Hey. Oh no, we must clap.
That's how we open the show. Welcome to Belighted with Rami and Romy on a beautiful Monday. Hey, my Romza, how are you doing?
Hey, Ramsta, I'm good, man. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think starting with a song, you know, it's kind of like just to get the mood right. Eh?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, just to get the mood right, just to
Jenny
get going.
Jenny Gill said it, man, like, let's get the mood right. Okay, something like that. But let's not dwell on Jenny Gill.
You know how I love, just in layman's term, what does Belighted do? What is Belighted about?
You always
I love how you tell it.
Today you are going to be the one who tell it.
All right, then. I'm going to tell it in Shanghai.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, so Belighted is for people who are positive about life, you know, like-minded, people who flow together, people who wish well for each other. You know, it's about motivation. It's about, you know, telling someone that, you know, it's not impossible. It doesn't matter at which angle you're looking at life. You got to find a way to make things work. But most importantly, surround yourself with people like Belighted. You know, the guests that come on Belighted, you know, they will encourage you. They will motivate you. They will show you the way. And basically, we always say we will beat the light bulb out of you. That aha moment. Yeah.
That is correct. That is so correct. But you said like-minded people and you forgot unlike-minded people.
Actually, it slipped. You know, this is live radio. You know
yeah,
how it is.
Yeah, well, like-minded and unlike-minded.
Unlike-minded, yeah.
Okay. So, guys, today we've got 100 people in studio.
Yeah, squatter camp of
like I just
the squatter
like,
camp of gospel.
Yeah, now I just feel like we're living in some shack because like we're so packed. You know when you start like having to share mics, it's because we've like we've got a whole football club. We even have Bunny in studio. You know, like that's how it is. So we're not even going to waste time because with all the people that we have in studio, we're just gonna have to try and cover as much as we can because this is absolutely fantastic to have these guys in studio. Find us on our WhatsApp 079 it's 079-748-2090 on WhatsApp, and we are at Belighted Show on Instagram and on Twitter, and Belighted with Rami and Romy on Facebook. So this morning we've got the Skosana family.
Yeah,
I'm not going to do that whole intro thing because I wouldn't know where to start, who to start.
No, but you know what I love about you can wing it.
No, I'm not gonna try. I'm not going to try. I'll probably stumble along the way. But anyway, we've got guests. Did you hear how they sang? There was one voice missing. The other voice is still coming.
Yeah.
But I mean, they managed to wing it without the other voice.
Yeah.
But the other voice is coming right now. But right now, let's deal with the ones that we have. Let's deal with the ones that we have. And we've got a beautiful baby in studio. Please come say hello to. Come say hello on the mic.
I told you.
Come
say hello.
Come say hello.
I'll even drop the mic for you. Say hello to our listeners. Say
hello.
Say hello.
One, two, go.
Hello.
Okay, we'll work on that.
Okay.
We'll work on that.
She doesn't want to.
Okay, sit down.
How old are you, my baby? How old are you?
How old are you?
Are you three? she's wearing the number on her chest. Her top has the number three. Tilly's like, don't be asking me weird questions.
Yeah.
There goes your answer.
Yeah.
Okay, where do we gonna start? I don't know who's older, who's younger.
Yeah.
I know I look older, but yeah, I'm not.
Oh, the other voice is here. Come in. Yeah? Okay, okay. Can you tell us the order? Where do we start?
All right, so because I'm the oldest, I'll start.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Get closer to the mic when you talk.
You are the oldest. The eldest.
I'm the eldest, and my name is Busiso.
Okay, we've got Busiso in studio, guys. Busiso is wearing a tie. He's a serious guy here. Everyone else is just going to like... not come, like, we're not even gonna bother about everyone else who decided not to wear a tie to the show. Hi, Swissy.
So I'm the eldest, and then Mtogozisi is my younger brother.
Okay, so Swissy,
yes, Mtogozisi. I'm 3 years older than Mto.
How about Mto?
And then,
okay,
and I'm 6 years older than Mkondisi, so he's my youngest brother.
Okay, Swusiso, Mtokozisi, Mkondisi.
I don't know how to say it. Hey,
okay. All right, you got it.
And now it's Changadi, but Mcho.
Oh,
it's Msholisi.
Yeah. Okay, lift your mic a bit. Okay, fine. Then after Mkondisi?
And then after Mkondisi is my baby sister, Ntokozo.
Ntokozo?
Yes.
Okay.
Just for the record, I'm 10 years older than her.
Oh, gosh. Okay, shame. Ntokozo.
Yes,
okay.
And then my youngest sister is Nkolo.
You're like 20 years older than her.
No. You're exposing me now.
And I'm just checking.
No, 15. Yeah. Only 15.
Only 15. Yeah. Okay. But now, there's five of you.
Yes.
Who did we leave out?
No, that's all.
That's all.
It's all five of you and you all sing?
Yeah.
Yes. Ah, guys.
And we sing as a family.
I know, but what I'm saying is that I've got the six of us in my house.
Yeah.
Like the six, I've got five siblings.
Right.
And out of the five, well, there's two who just cannot hold a note. I was thinking maybe you'll say no. There's this other one. Who shame we had to kick them out of the number.
Yeah.
So now it's all five of you and all five of you sing together.
Yep. Yes.
Wow. Yep. Okay. Yeah. So now, all five of you make this Kosana family.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, can that one sing, that little one who's checking us out?
Oh, yeah. She probably can. Yeah,
she looks like she can hold a couple of notes together, you know. Okay, okay. Fine. So, Maromza, this is the Kosana family.
Yeah.
Which one of them do you know?
I know all of them.
All of them?
All of them, yeah.
Like personally?
Yeah, no, personally. Like, I mean, I have them on speed dial. Like I can just, you know, I want to speed dial, you hold a number and then it rings and then they will call. And the good things when I say I want you guys, quah, they will come.
Oh, is that why?
That's how close we are. Yeah.
Okay. All right, fine. Take us back, guys. Take us back. Who are you? And okay, now only Nomto. Okay. And do I know you? Yes.
I know you, but yeah.
No. Guys, you know me.
We cannot not. Okay, let's get that out of the way.
No. Because I've known Togo since 1998, you know, that long. But I don't know how I don't know all of
you. Never connected the dots.
No. Yeah. But I know Mtokozisi very, very well. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And I know he's a mean keyboard player.
Should I ask how you know when you say very well? What does that mean?
You don't know me that well. I think you forgot. I don't play. I only sing.
Oh, you only sing. Okay. Who plays piano here? Oh, it's Busiso. Yeah. Okay, Busiso plays piano. Okay, I know him, and he sings mean notes. This
okay.
One.
Can we give him the platform now?
For him to sing something by himself.
We probably forget.
Look, Romza, I don't wanna take all the shine out of these guys.
Yeah, thank you.
We need some balance.
You need balance. Yeah. Like, hey, he doesn't wanna shine.
Is that how you get away with it? Nicely, brother.
Okay. Guys, where are you from? Who's going to? Okay, Busiso. So now you've since you've got the mic right in front of you, tell us where are you guys from? Where you were born? Who are your parents? Are you born?
Do your parents sing?
Or are they pastors? Do you sing? What is it? What's the story behind this?
So we come from Soshanguve. Soshanguve is about 40 kilometers north of Pretoria.
Yeah. 150, 90, 91, 99 from Joburg.
Something like that, yes. And then we are siblings. Five of us born to Libogazi and Peter Skosana. We come from a very, very strong Christian background. What we're doing here, actually, we didn't have much of a choice. When we were growing up, we didn't we were stimulated very heavily in the music space, you know. Our toys were always guitars, keyboards, and violins, flutes, and saxophones, and this and those type of things. As a result, it was just a natural thing for us to be singing together, and we started writing songs. I mean, way back, and off recently, we've recorded an album in about 2012, 2013. It was called The Journey.
Yeah,
it was a DVD live recording. And recently we did a very nice one called Back to the Faith. It was in 2016. It's got about 14 tracks. We've written almost 11 out of those 14.
Okay.
And yeah, we are this Kosana fam. Ondisi plays saxophone and he sings tenor and he leads as well.
And Nokolo. He plays guitar.
Yeah.
He was the one playing the guitar.
Just for writing
purposes.
It's not
a guitar, it's acoustic.
It's a guitar.
So same difference, like guitar.
No.
Acoustic guitar.
No.
And because it plays nice unplugged. You know, when you do unplugged, it's such a...
You know what the problem is? I think the problem is we don't know what the meaning of acoustic is.
Wait, Ramster.
But it's fine. I'll tell you after the show.
No. Yeah. Ramster, you know, you cannot drag our laundry in public.
No, I'm just saying.
We have visitors
but
in the studio.
Like, you don't have to say acoustic guitar.
Focus. Okay. Continue with the question.
Yes. So... Ngonisi plays saxophone and he sings. Nokolo is our soprano. Doz is our alto. Spoo is the one who
kill all over.
Yeah, kill all. Yeah, kill all. He's the one who drives the vision. He's the one who finances it most of the time. Well. No, I'm joking.
He's the money maker.
But he's the one who drives the vision and he provides strategy and he provides. You know, he coordinates heavily and I write a lot of songs and I lead as well in the family. The basis of what we're doing here is that we are Christians in our own right. Okay. It's not a family thing in that space. We are individuals who are really, really rooted in Christianity. And we're doing this primarily as ministry.
Yeah.
We are trying to reach out. We are spreading the gospel. We are inspiring people for the kingdom of God.
But let's talk about, I think it's important. Let's say, you know, in a company, in a group of people, it's not always easy to spot who's got what talent, especially on a more commercial basis. Mm. You know, it's easier to say, oh, my brother, you can sing awesome.
Yeah.
But, you know, I love how you kind of like have segmented each ability, you know. So how did you guys identify that? Or how did you settle for that? Because, I mean, you know, it's as siblings, it might be, but I can do this thing better than you, and stuff like that. So how did you kind of like segment each other's abilities, obviously, to match each other's talent?
Yeah. So it's Nkondisi. So I think it's a combination of things, but the biggest thing is leadership. I think we've got a good elder brother who kind of understands the different gifts, but we also... You know, raise hands what I can do. So, for example, we have a project. We know what is the end result that we're expecting.
Mm. Yeah.
And we kind of have an idea what needs to happen for it to get there. So, would then take responsibility. So, for example, I'm not a finance person, but I kind of look after.
Yeah, yes, I'm looking at you. I'm thinking, this guy is gonna marry.
No. Mara, that's how accountants are, you know, to not drive him or bank account. Yeah. You know, it's used to cutting costs and so I look after financially what needs to be, I mean, what resources we need and where we need to spend what, negotiate and so on. Spusiso looks after, I would say, operations. Technically from the music, what needs to happen.
Okay.
What songs needs to be arranged. What type of sound system do we need for that type of event?
Okay.
And then Unokolo and Dogozo, they look after how we look.
So branding.
Yeah, so branding,
image,
design, you know, how do we dress up? And then Toz, what do you do?
I told you guys, it's like the star of the show, you know, like he's just like thinking.
Guys, I'll start singing and no one will know you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, look.
Did you hear that? And I'll start singing and no one will know you. Like, after this, I'm like, I'm talking since he came with a bunch of people. Okay, so now, guys, I know you sing as a unit, your family, your siblings, and all of that. Okay, one of the things that usually get in the way of family and and whether it doesn't matter whether it's music or anything, sometimes it's partners. When some of you now are married, and then you've got wives who can't sing, and husbands who don't understand it, like they don't, they can't tell their F from their C.
Yeah,
you know, like something like that, and they don't understand the kind of vision that you guys drive. So how do you deal with that? Like when you need to have someone who supports what you guys do, where you have to say, "Eh, baby, whatever, the family's got a gig. We're going to Sun City for 3 days, and no, you're not coming with because they didn't pay for your ticket." You know, and then she has to say, like, "Oh my gosh, you're leaving me. So you guys are going away again, alone, again." And then maybe one of you guys, your wife or one of your partners, is part of the technical team, and she gets to go along, and the other one is like, "Yeah, but then that one always goes, and I never go." You know what I mean? So how do you guys work with something like that? Okay, which one of you has... Who's married? So you are married. Four of you are married.
Yes.
So it's only...
Mapimpan.
So all of you guys are married?
Yes.
Okay, and how do your spouses deal with you guys doing that?
I think... So we are quite fortunate in where we are because they have... come along with us from a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
And I think they've seen us, people that we've married, like I've married my wife and I met her from a church. And we literally grew up together, if I can put it that way. So they know where we come from.
Okay.
They have a background of what we are about. And for some reason, they've managed to slot into their vision.
Yeah,
quite well. But also, we don't take that for granted. We also keep them up to speed. So,
so
everything we do, even the fact that we are here, they were privy to it from the first time that we got invited.
Yeah.
So that's how close they are to the vision. So if we travel to Botswana, we travel to Tanzania, wherever we travel, they know that this is where these guys are going on such and such a time. So they're actually a very... it's those guys that wear your full regalia, you know. And then everybody else outside, of course, supports. But so they are very close to what is happening, and that's how we actually keep them in line. But also some of them, over and above what we have to do, they help us. You know, like Mbali is his wife, who's more into travel.
Oh, okay.
So she's a travel agent.
She's the one looking for the special Skokulula.
She's the one that actually makes sure, you know, our travels are in order and on those type of things. So I think it's worked quite well so far. But also, just coming back to the team itself, we've realized that for the vision to work, we have no choice but to work together. Just to give an example, yesterday when we were busy planning, because we've got quite a busy schedule ahead of us, and Nokolo wasn't around, and I tell you, it's impossible to work. It's impossible to work without one of us.
Yeah.
So if one of us is not in the steering committee, it doesn't work. So that actually that's one of the things that actually keeps us together.
Because
based on that, we don't have a choice. We have to work together. Otherwise, the vision just disintegrates.
All right, we are in conversation with the Skhosana family, and we also appreciate you talking to us. And on WhatsApp, we are on 0797482090. That's 0797482090. And then we also received a message from Zinkleng Khonyane. And she says, "Just love the Skhosana family. Beautiful voices, beautiful message in all their songs. And may God richly bless them. Richly bless them.
Okay. Double.
Yeah. Double.
And of course, if you also want to talk to us, belighted with Rami and Romeo on Facebook and Instagram as well. And just ask us those questions, and then we'll gladly pass on the questions to them.
Without actually downplaying the disagreements, you know, the difference in opinion,
you definitely have. I look at you, I'm like, blah, 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 blah.
But look, we managed to stick it through. The bottom line is, I think we have all bought into the vision, and we are able to restrain ourselves to the majority. You know, there's five of us, and that is very strategic. I think my mom and dad knew that when we're voting, three are going to be on one side and two are on one side. And we just move forward quickly like that, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask about your day jobs. Or is music, you know, your full-time job? And I know which one of the ladies is the IT specialist. I think there's an IT specialist.
That's why she was late here.
I think it's Nicole.
Yeah. So I want to hear, how do you guys juggle between your day jobs and your music? I mean, you spoke about your hectic schedule. Obviously, that can't please the bosses.
Yeah. Look, it's not an easy one, but we eventually manage. I mean, we set time. It's okay. From 8 to 5, we're all at our day jobs, and from 6 until then. We do music.
Okay.
And that's how it's been since we were kids, since we grew up. And also, I don't know, it feels like life now. We're so used to it. It's not so different, no.
Okay, but guys, are you guys self-published?
Yes.
Or
yes.
You're self-published?
Yes.
Now, what happens? I'm sure someone has had an offer to do a solo project, maybe from different recording labels and all of that. Has that ever happened, and how did you deal with it? Or is it that thing that, hey, we ride or die together, there's no Michael Jackson here. we are the Skosana Five.
Well, I think I've had opportunities, as you would know, to go and do
a lot of things
and work with other people, and I've actually tried to do that on my own work with other people, but it's not easy. You know, remember, as a family, we draw on each other's strengths. So I realize that when I'm alone, there is a lot that I can't do. So I can only do so much when I'm alone.
Yeah.
And when I'm with the guys, we leverage off each other's strength. He's very strong on this. I'm strong on this. And there's different types of songs that this one can do that I can't do. So it's not something that is an option, I would think, that any one of us would go on solo. But I've had opportunities to do stuff alone and stuff. And I think Mkondisi as well, as a saxophone and a session musician, he must have, you know, come across something. Yeah.
Ntokozo, why are you closing your eyes?
You just smile and wave.
But listen, even smiling and waving at a job, someone's got to do it.
Yeah, you
someone know. Has got to do it. Like, I'm with you. Like, oh no, I'm not with you. I don't understand that. Okay, fine. Now you've got your sister and you've got three brothers. Out of these four people standing here, don't worry, you are protected.
Hey, don't even go there. Now,
I just want to know, who's the bully? You know, like in inverted commas.
Oh, we all know the bully.
The bully.
I'm not.
Let me explain this.
I'm gonna get a slot.
You see, that's you bullying us. That's you bullying us right now, saying like, I'm gonna get a slot. Okay, so tell us, when he's trying to do those bullying stunts, how do you guys deal with him? I want to know why Nanto goes up, because you're the quiet one. Do you give him the looks?
Well,
do you write him a letter? No, because, you know, some siblings, they can't talk face to face.
Yeah.
They'd rather, like, leave you alone.
Yeah.
And while you're at home, you get this long SMS. So, like, listen here. What you did today was totally uncalled for. And you still at the end, you see what you say, but then you're still my brother. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
I think you're a good guy, but you must stop with this and this and this. Okay? So how do you deal with that?
Okay, he's a very opinionated person. So usually we vote and then we overpower him eventually. So
this voting.
Let's not make this interview about me.
Agree and he doesn't agree,
the interview is not about you.
Okay.
It's not about you. We're talking about everyone. I didn't know what the answer was going to be. She could have said Nicole is the bully, you know. You know, that's what I just wanted to know.
Let me follow up on that as well. I think a family could be listening, and whether they sing or whatever, but you know, I think the issue of having been raised, you know, with good discipline, mm. you know, having you know the opportunity to be raised by two parents.
Yes,
you know, the family dynamics change, because sometimes there are families. I mean, as a life coach, I deal with families where reconciling is impossible.
Mm.
What would you say? Because I want us to create a belated moment for someone who a family that is really, really struggling, mm. and you know they have no idea where to start. You know, obviously someone is saying, I really want to talk to my brother, but you know what? So what is the importance of that? Because I mean, what I like and what I hear from what you're saying, you have found a system that works,
mm.
and this system is very reconciliatory. You know, it's like everything you do, whether you fight, whether you agree or disagree, whether you get bullied, mm. you find a way to, you know, reconcile.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, who's this is gonna like? Okay, cool.
I think, you know, we always say, Uguti, the reason we make an effort and really we drive the fact that we are a family and we work together as a family is because society today is what it is because of broken families. Mm. And Maramza, you'll agree with me that a boy that grows up with a mother compared to a boy that grows up with both parents, they pan up or they are socialized to be different, you know, when they grow up. And it's the same with the girl child. And this again is one thing that is quite key and that has gotten society to what it is today. So we are quite passionate about the family fiber, because we know if we restore the family fiber, or if we attempt at least to restore the family fiber, we're not going to lie to you, the art disagreement, sometimes even heavy ones. But when you realize that you have to make it work, you know, it's not casual, it's actually almost like a deliberate, then you know, but you know it has to be done. It doesn't matter how much you disagree.
And just to add, I think what has worked so well for us is that I think having family projects. Because sometimes I think as probably a family, you can disagree, and if there's nothing that requires all of you to come and do something, then you disagree and go your ways. But with us, I mean, if we disagree now, you know, we've got a lineup of things that needs to happen. You know? So, yeah, we disagree, it's like grumpy, and we all go talk to our wives, you know, smoothies. But at the end, you know, the next day we have to come back, you know, we have to work. You know?
Yeah.
So that kind of makes us, you know, look at the bigger vision and the differences versus the vision.
So
I remain wrong.
Yeah, I think I like that, because then we can summarize it by saying that, you know what, as a family, to kind of like curb the frustrations and the disagreements, find a common cause.
Yes.
So perhaps you don't sing, but maybe you know you have this monthly gathering, and everybody has to knows that they have to be there.
Yes.
So
That
forces us to reconcile quicker.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
There you have your belated moment of the day.
Absolutely. In fact, there's been quite a couple, I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. I mean, just listening to you, it shows how much first family means to you, working together, and you keep saying over and over, it's about the vision, and it's also good knowing where you're going, because a whole lot of people, they know where they're going, but then trying to get there is what overwhelms them, and then instead of like trying to fight through it and work through it, they'd rather abandon, and I think that's one of the biggest lessons that we draw, that it doesn't matter, because just because you know where you're going, it doesn't mean you're just going to breeze your way up there and get to the top and go like,
yes.
And besides, the paths are not the same.
Mm.
And, okay, now obviously you are all young, as much as we thought Zubu was like 20 years older than Nokolo, but then it is fine. Yeah. We know you're still young. I can see you can still belong to the ANC Youth League or EFF,
of course,
whichever one, you know, I can see you're still there. You're still grown like that. All of you are still younger than Romeo, which makes us young. I'm just giving an example. But guys, with there's a whole lot of things that we are dealing with. with as the country right now. Mm. You know, I mean, we're talking about gender-based violence. Mm. We're talking about there's the rape cases. I mean, last week I'm sure you guys saw the statistics in the newspaper of how crime is going up and how young people, especially young black people, are being affected by the status, the state of the country, the economic state of the country, and all of that. What is it that you guys are doing as a family within the community, especially because of the community of Soshanguve, that's where you guys are based. What is it that you do besides doing the music, besides church? I actually just want to like talk outside church, because sometimes people don't have to look at you and say like, yeah, he must be going to the church this and this and that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it must be some of the things that you do, some of the things that you say, that when someone else is looking at you and watching how you conduct yourself, they can actually learn a lot from you. Maybe some of them you don't even know, but someone is looking at you as an example. Someone wants to be like you. Someone wants to dream like you dream. And what are you guys doing to just help pick other people up in your community, basically?
Okay.
Who's going to speak? Look at Nokolo going like, shame, don't even look at me.
well, there is, maybe just to put it out there, there is no formal program that we have as a family for the community, to be quite honest. But, I mean, on Saturday, I was at the wedding, and there was this young man who sang at the wedding. And that young man, he looks and he sounds exactly like Mkondisi. That's my view, of course, you know. And then later I had to have a conversation with Mkondisi to say, what is that young man? And he took me into confidence and shared with me how he inspires that young man. And he's very deliberate in how he communicates his view about his progress in music, about his progress in career, about his progress in writing and singing. And as a result, he managed to replicate himself, number one, as a musician, even as a citizen, you know, of Soshanguve. So we're doing some things in our personal capacities.
Yeah.
So with myself, I've stayed many years in Witbank. That's why you didn't see me for all these years.
Yeah.
So I just came back about a year and a half ago.
Okay.
So I've done some work there with young people that I developed them into song and worship leaders in church.
Okay.
And just generally to find someone to inspire. I've got friends that, you know, have been backslidden for some time. I'm in touch with them. I encourage them. And recently, actually, as of yesterday, Spoo and Dozo will relate to this. There's a friend of mine personally who went into drugs. I'm out there reaching out and just to say, you know, and there's still hope. You can still come back. You can still rebuild your life.
Mm-hmm.
So as a family, there is no formal program that we engaged on.
Yet.
But I'm sure Ndozo, Nokolo, and
Spoo. Like you said yet.
Yeah. Yes.
No, that's good. That's good. That means, you know, you're thinking about you're dreaming it.
And on my side, bigger chunk of my time, okay, a few years back, but I'm glad there's something ongoing. So I used to teach music.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually a program I should mention. This is a program from UNISA. So they actually went to Soshanguve, set up a music school. They sponsored it.
Okay.
And for example,
and
I play the guitar and the saxophone. I went through that program.
Oh, okay.
And after that, you give back. So it needs to continue like that.
Uh-huh.
So you teach someone else. They get to that level.
So you get taught, and then someone else teaches. Then you
then
teach someone else.
Then I teach someone else.
And then it goes on. So it's like a paid forward kind of a program.
Exactly. And I think it works so well. So, I mean, at that time I was at university. You know, when you finish university and you start getting married, you know, it becomes a bit complex. But by that time, you've left someone. You've left someone who's actually teaching. And probably they'll go through. So hopefully it will be something that...
What is the name of the school?
It's Okrim. It's called Okrim.
Oh, yeah. Okrim.
Yes.
But Okrim is quite old.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Israel Malamba actually is the founder of the school.
Of the school.
Yes. Then UNISA came in to sponsor and make it what it is.
So it has gotten bigger and bigger.
Yes.
I remember Okrim, but it's actually quite old. I mean,
Okrim has
been there since.
Yes.
Since early 90s.
Yes. Most of us have been somehow.
One way or the one way or another.
Okay,
can we talk about secular music, guys? I want us to talk about secular music, doing sessions for different musicians, because I mean, I think every musician once in their lives will have to come into studio and come and do soprano lines on some song. Totally good, yay. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter what song it is. So, but do you guys look into that? Because I mean, that's another way of looking at getting some source of income. Because I know some musicians. They tend to forget. I mean, that's my belief, because I would do whatever.
Whatever. Yeah, I agree.
It's very wide. Eh?
Look at you. You agree, what do you mean?
Because you're saying so.
Oh, I thought you'd be like, yeah, I know you can do whatever. Okay, you know what I mean. In terms of like someone who you could be a gospel singer.
Yeah.
I mean, I know a lot. I mean, like for instance, like Tozama, she's one of the BVs who does idols, and she's also coaching. She does that, but then she's more of a gospel singer than anything else in her own personal capacity. But then she also does a whole lot of different sessions. Is it something that you guys can look into if an opportunity arises, or is it something that just feel like, nah, I can't just be going hibbery, you know, in the mic? Because like, how do you find balance? And if you were to do it, what would you do?
Well, fortunately, so you mentioned about getting a bit of income. So fortunately, there is a lot of other things that we do for income, and music and singing, it's not one of them.
Okay.
Music for us is a ministry.
Yeah.
And we're very quiet, because if we can do stuff for income, we could be derailed in a big way in terms of our vision. And we wouldn't, especially secular music, it's not in line with what we
could do. That can never be an option.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
No. Unless if you can correct me.
Look at you looking at them like, I hope you're not thinking.
No, but I mean, what just to add, I outside of what we do. Okay, I played for an orchestra, for example. Which is not necessarily gospel.
Don't worry, orchestra is holy.
So, but again, it's probably mainly for development purposes, because then it stretches you towards another angle. But like Ntos is saying, somehow we have other sources of income. But this vision as it is, I mean, when we look 5 years down the line probably it would be paying bills and we'll be doing...
No, absolutely.
Dr. Tumi is a good example of that, but yeah.
Well, he's a doctor.
So let's talk about your music projects. In layman's terms, talk us through, you know, where it all started. You know, your first album. At least we can spend before we end the show to talk about your current project.
Yes.
So where did it all start, and where are we now?
I think you will appreciate that in Soshanguve there's a lot of things that were happening there.
Yeah.
And that's where actually everything started. So in those years we did shows, we kohalala.
Yeah.
We did shows and we sang at different places. But formally we've recorded two projects that were actually not published until we recorded a project called The Journey.
Yeah,
and The Journey was our actually first project that we embarked on to try and go into the public space.
That was what, 2014?
Eh? Yes, that was 2014, the middle of 2014.
Right.
And prior to that, everything that we've done, we actually didn't publish, because we, you know, it was almost like birth phase. We were not happy with what we put out there. And so we did The Journey, and The Journey went very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
It of course we managed to push a couple of units locally, and I wouldn't want to say international, but in the African countries like
that's international.
It is international.
Okay. Okay.
Go overseas.
Over mountains. Yeah.
So then after that we then embarked on our latest project.
Yeah,
And this one we are really, really proud and happy about it, because not only did it talk to our aspirations and what we believe in, but it managed to open a lot of doors for us. This project we call the Back to the Faith. And Back to the Faith is actually coming from a scripture from Malachi chapter 4, where it says that in the last days, the hearts of the fathers have to be converted to the children and the children to the fathers. It talks about the ministry of Paul, who are our elders, Paul and Peter and them, that we have to look at them and basically learn from them and take where they've started and move forward from there. Yeah. This is the project that we've been busy and really pushing into the market today.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So any shows coming up soon?
Oh yes, the 16th of December we are doing a we call it an intimate worship session, the ultimate intimate worship. So what we did is the whole of this year we were doing what we call intimate worship sessions all over. We've been to plus minus 9-10 churches where we just come in and we just do a worship session. So on the 16th of December we are at Doxa Dio Inner City Campus in Pretoria. We are doing what we call the ultimate intimate worship session. We actually haven't published the poster as yet, but tickets are already available on quicket.co.za. Yeah. We will be publishing a poster this afternoon so that people can know about it. It's going to be a very great evening of praise and worship. Yeah.
Okay, before we go, because I know we're going to be pressed for time soon, with recording an album, especially if you're self-published, it takes a lot of money. It's a lot of money. It is a lot of sacrifice. Yep. And what did you guys get sponsors, or did you guys get investors, or like what is how did you guys go about it? Because if you're self-published, like, you have to sell your soul. If you can't buy that car, you can't live in that house. Your kids can't go to all those very expensive schools because I was thinking, but I am chapeuwen until you're done, you know, they will go to that local school because you know, I know what goes into a self-published album, and it's not just about getting into studio and doing sessions. It's that, then it's mixing, it's mastering, it's all of that, then it's packaging, and then it's also now trying to get word out there and getting people to do that. Okay.
Yeah.
I like the sign language.
You touched about cost and so on, so I think I'm privy to that.
tell us.
Look, I think it's a combination of it is not easy. Yeah. Okay, but there's probably two things that I can mention. There are partners that believe in our vision.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think it's important. It's an important aspect of what you're doing. The cost goes to, like you say, mixing, it goes to sound, a lot of technical things that needs to happen.
Yeah. Mm.
It's either you pay directly if you've got cash, or actually you converse and sell your vision.
Yeah. Mm.
And that's probably one component that I would share with a lot of other musicians. If you go and sell your vision and you sell it so well, people invest with their resources, not necessarily money.
Yeah. Mm.
People can give you studio time.
Studio camera.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah. This is what we want to do. You paint it nicely. Mm-hmm. You will get a 4 or 5 or even 10 hour session on studio.
Yeah.
As someone sitting. And actually that happens. Or actually I'm someone investing with returns of some sort afterwards.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. So it doesn't necessarily mean physical cash.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the one thing. The other thing is that, yes, we did spend cash. So it's a combination.
Yeah.
It's a combination of really, if we believe in it, you know, you don't just believe, you
but
put.
You're prepared to put.
Yeah, yeah. And this is where I think Sbuso comes in very well, because if he puts in that 10 grand, then we're all under pressure to manage it.
You have to manage it.
That's proper leadership, you know, because if you put in something, it's like a chance, this is where we are. we've got so much buy-in from this supplier and that supplier, we are short of so much. You know, then the ball is sitting with the rest of us to make a plan.
And you know, I'm asking that question because I think, which is what I was saying, some people's visions, they get overwhelmed because they start thinking, but I need money. But I believe with the way things are going, with the level of unemployment, and we're talking about crime and all the social statistics and problems that we face, these days there are so many ways and different ways of doing something or of acquiring or of realizing your dream. It's not just about a one-sided, you know, people need to be more open-minded and people even banter, you know. I remember a friend of mine, Renata bakes cakes, and then she needed a service from someone else, but then she couldn't afford that service, and then luckily enough, the lady that what she needed from this lady, the lady was going to have two birthdays for her kids, and she needed two cakes. And then when she put the amount of the two cakes together and what Renata needed was like the same amount of money. So they basically exchanged. And I think we need to encourage young people to go back into those the way. Okay, maybe because they're not that old, but back in the day, that's what people used to do. Now it's not just about buy this, then I can't buy from you for 20 rand, then tomorrow you come and buy something from me for 20 rand as well.
Yeah.
We might as well just swap it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Also, you know, encourage other people, publicize it. Now with social media, it's easy for you to say, oh, our mics were sponsored by. Our piano was brought by. You know,
exactly.
And those are kind of the things.
Yeah. And I think having a vision that deals with, I don't know, philosophical type of issues rather than a vision that says we want to make 5 million rands. That goes a long way because that attracts what you need. And what you need is beyond money because you're either dealing with, if it's cookies, probably it could have started from an orphanage that needed food. And that's what you started to deal with. Then beyond that, it's amazing how actually, that's why I'm saying 5 years down the line. Because you're not dealing with trying to make a lot of money. Although money is a component of it.
So I think I want to go back a little bit because there's a very important point that you guys made, especially the importance of writing down your vision. And you have to keep going whether people support you or not.
Yes, exactly.
Because what I like is that people tend to support a vision that is already moving. Unlike you coming and saying, we are thinking of singing. This is what we have done. And then somebody says, well, okay, I'll buy into the vision. So as part of our parting shot, I just want us to encourage someone who is always selling an idea versus someone who has already started an idea.
Put it in motion.
I think
the key thing is to first believe in your own dream. If you can't clearly articulate what you're dreaming about, don't expect somebody else to actually understand it. So dream, understand what you're dreaming about, formulate it and articulate it clearly. And then once you've gotten to the point of articulation, then it's easy for people to buy in because they understand exactly what you're talking about.
You take offering your preaching.
And I think putting a bit of, if you really believe in it, because I think brilliant ideas, we are smart people generally around this table, right? We get these things, you know, smart ideas, but put it in motion, So if you've got 5 rand, and with that 5 rand, you can actually move it 1 inch, put that 5 rand.
Let the inch go,
Let the inch go.
And
and whoever who can contribute towards it must find it in motion.
You'll come in there. I just want to make sure we don't forget. How do people get hold of you? So you can add to what you were saying, but also can we just close it by giving people your contact details as well?
Yes.
So I wanted to say, look, what we are doing, you spoke about maybe getting a record company for us to, we need assistance. In a lot of front, you know, in terms of publishing and distribution. We need some help in that space, but that won't stop us going forward. That is why the next thing that we're doing is the ultimate intimate worship. Whether or not costs, Mkondi says he has spoken, have been recouped and we've got money or not, the vision is moving forward. For anybody who needs to contact us, we are on Facebook as the Skosana family. We are on Twitter as well as the Skosana family. We are on Instagram as the Skosana family. We've got a website, www.skosanahouse.co.za. We are also available on email info@skosanahouse.co.za. Did I leave anything?
No, I think you got that covered. So, Nopolo, do you want to say something before we go? In 10 seconds? No, tell us. You don't want to say anything.
I don't want to waste the 10 seconds with someone who's going to. No, man, thanks for having us. I'm not much of a speaker.
Oh, yeah. But that's what Ntokozo said. She said she wasn't much of a speaker. Ntokozo, do you have something to say in the last 10 seconds?
Well, yeah, thanks for having us. It's been lovely. It's been lovely.
It's been lovely.
Yeah.
Well, it's delighted.
Guys, yeah, it's delighted, and we have been so enlightened, guys. Thank you so much for coming through. It's one thing to try and get two people in studio at the same time, but managing to get five, clearly that shows you guys really have this unity thing point down, like you've locked it. It's all locked down. I mean, you all showed up. You all came through, and we're very excited about it. We wish you the best in the future. Please look out for the album. The first one was The Journey. Now they've got this new one, Back to the Faith. Find it. Find them on their website, and it's there available at Musica as well. And you can also download it
on iTunes.
But guys, this has been the Skosana family. With the way they're sitting, we've got Ntokozo, we've got Busiso, we've got Ntokozisi, we've got Nokolo, and we've got Mkondisi. And that has been the Skosana family. This has been Belighted. Have a beautiful, beautiful week ahead, and we'll be seeing you, Maromza.
It's been
lovely, man.
Yeah, man.
See you soon.
Cheers.
Absolutely, guys. Bye. That's it. Belighted. Bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.